This week we are talking about mercy, the compassion shown to those who are in distress and need. Mercy certainly includes love and forgiveness, the acceptance that each person is a unique individual who needs to be treated with kindness. The Northern Kingdom of Israel, about 740 years before the birth of Jesus Christ, had plundered the Southern Kingdom of Judah. As a victorious army brought 200,000 captives to Samaria with the intent to enslave them, the prophet Oded and several prominent leaders stopped this atrocity. Oded and the leaders called for mercy. So the armed men left the captives and the spoil before the princes and all the assembly. The army, seeing the great harm they were about to inflict, repented of their sin and acted with kindness. As warriors, the army knew they were not able to properly care for the captives. Therefore, those who called for mercy accepted the responsibility for returning the captives to their homes. In this election season, where tensions are high, where opinions are loudly expressed, we are tempted to divide this nation in the same way the kingdom of David and Solomon was divided. Yet, in the heat of the moment, can we show love, respect, and mercy with those with whom we disagree? Can we allow each person to express their opinion, knowing that all have sinned against God and neighbor, thus need the forgiveness offered by Christ Jesus? This incident, which happened almost 2,800 years ago, is also a call for us to love each other, show mercy, and repent of our own sins. May our Lord grant us the wisdom and strength to hear His word, to know of His mercy, and to reflect His grace to each other. Amen.